impaired driving case for Staff Sergeant Brad Freer, former detachment head here at the Canmore RCMP, was before the courts. I understand not too much information was given there.
The court process is slow, and oftentimes you're going to have to wait until the actual trial to get very much of that information. Basically, what happened in court is a trial date was set October 23rd. The lawyer for Staff Sergeant Freer, Tim Foster, indicated that he's not very happy with the date, and he would like to see an earlier one. Part of the scheduling issue is they need to bring in a Crown lawyer and a judge that does not serve in this jurisdiction.
Because there's conflicts.
There's a conflict of interest. And anyone who has seen the court system work, adding difficulty into scheduling only provides delay. That's about it. That's all that happened.
Other than the fact that he's pleading not guilty to the charges of impaired driving. This stemmed from an incident on March 14th, but beyond that, we don't even know what kind of incident it was, blood alcohol reading, anything like that.
It's unusual to have a high-profile DUI case in the Valley. It was suggested to me once that I should publish everyone charged with a DUI in the newspaper. I thought that was a little too much of a shaming exercise.
Well, I mean, that's the thing with this one, too, is that, you know, a lot of people get charged with DUI, don't make the paper. The fact that he's the former detachment head or the Canmore RCMP, staff sergeant, RCMP officer, that's why it's being in the news. And it's got to be pretty difficult, I think, for him to be going through this process. I bet that's why the lawyer probably wanted to move the trial date up, is just to get it all out of the way, you know, attempt to clear his name. I mean, the fact that he's pleading not guilty seems to indicate that they think that there might be something with the case that's not quite right.
It's always important to have some patience with things before the court because they'll unfold as they do. We don't know any of the facts.
Yeah.
So it's hard to judge other than just on the surface.
Or online. I don't know if you've read any of the online comments on any of these stories, like on the Calgary Herald. It's like, the trolls are out. He's an RCMP officer. Lock him up and throw away the key. It's like, I'm so glad our criminal justice system is not run by online trolls on websites.
Well, you know, I don't think anything's run by trolls, just so you know.
Okay. Good to know.